Well, what's the plan? I mean, we said we'd call Sweeney at 1:30. I've got the number ready. Yeah. Are we gonna? Are we live? Charlie, this?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
It's in your hands. Are you ready? Oh God, for this?
Charlie, might need to come round though. That's the only issue.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. We can.
I'll trek over.
It's fine. We have the technology.
Right, here we go.
Let's do it. Okay, so just as a recap.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, jump the gun there.
As a recap as to what's happening now is.
Oh, hang on. Give me a second,
we've
Jacob.
We've got to get the classic music on. So, as a recap as to what Sweden calling involves, we ring the Swedish national number, and we are going to be connected to a random Swedish person, a consenting Swedish person.
It came
somewhere in Sweden.
The idea came really from an article in The Guardian that said there are some things you shouldn't do with a new. There's basically Swedish Tourist Board have launched this line, and you can call around in Sweden, and they said there's some things you don't do, and that is ask about ABBA.
The Swedish chef on the Muppets.
Oh yeah, the Swedish.
Well. Yeah. So we thought, why not
break
shake
the
lion's cage?
Yeah.
And get them to pick the song for ABBA Corner.
So we're going to do it, and we're going to call them, and I'm going to put them on speakerphone now.
So let's do it. Last week we were connected to Stockholm. I wonder where we're going to get connected to this week.
Calling Sweden.
I love that.
Never get old.
Connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden. This call may be recorded.
Ours is recorded, we said that last week.
You're our spokesperson. keep it casual.
Okay, I'll, this is exciting, you know, will they answer
anything? So nice talk.
We'll see how they do. We'll get a name this time, rather.
Yeah. It was Assam last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, no one's answering, that's odd. No one in the whole of Sweden wants to answer our phone call.
Sweden is engaged.
Maybe on the blacklist. I'm getting a little bit worried now. How long do we leave it? I say we call.
A lot of people are calling Sweden right now.
It's engaged.
A random Swede will be ready to take your call.
That's amazing.
How many?
The whole of Sweden
is too busy for bangers and mash.
That's outrageous. I reckon we have been blacklisted, James.
It kind of hurts. I don't know how long. I've got Avicii's number on my phone. We could call Avicii.
We've both got Avicii's number. We've also got Greg Wallace.
I was so ready there. This could be the biggest.
Ring Basil again.
I don't know how long we give this feature before we. Hello, is that Sweden?
This is a random Swede. Yes.
How exciting! What's your name? Sorry.
My name is Johan.
Hi, Johan. How are you doing? We are calling from England. We are a student radio station, and we thought we'd call you up and see how you're doing. So whereabouts are you on this? Well, first of all, what's the weather like with you? That's a good topic of conversation. How's the weather?
it's always a good start. It's a brilliant weather outside. The sun is up. Spring is coming. I'm living in the Swedish Highlands.
Oh,
wow.
Cool.
See, we're in Coventry in England. And the weather's the weather's good at the moment, but it's not always. You know, we do get a lot of rain up here, but this week it's been beautiful. Johan, it really has been nice.
I guess we are part of the same high pressure then.
Well, that's it.
We're not
a million miles away, you know. In the whole grand scheme of the world, we're neighbours, you know. So, listen, Johan, we need to ask you a favour. On our radio show every week, we have a feature called ABBA Corner, where people message in and we play a different ABBA song for them every week. And we thought, who best to ask than an actual real life native Swedish person himself? So it's a bit of a weird request, but do you have a favourite ABBA song or any ABBA song that you'd like us to play on our radio station?
Well, now you got me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's a bit of a weird request.
I enjoy ABBA, of course.
Yes, of course.
I really do. God. Now I need to think. I'm not.
It's all right. Take your time.
Honestly,
there's no pressure at all. It's just we tried last week, and I think we managed to find the only Swedish person in the whole of Sweden who didn't know who ABBA were. So already you're doing better than them. So.
Yeah, well, I would. Let's go for Dancing Queen.
Oh, a classic.
You're a Johan. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You're a champion.
Now, Johan, before we go.
Am I on air right now?
You are.
You are
on air at the University of Warwick in England.
I mean, we only get about 10 listeners, so I wouldn't worry. So you're mainly talking to our parents.
It doesn't really matter. It's just fantastic. Great that you called, and what do you think about the idea of Swedish number, huh?
Well, I think it's great.
It's fantastic.
I said this last week. I reckon there should be an English one or a Great British one. I honestly do. I think it's great because the people you talk to, and it really, because the thing with international calls is you don't often get to speak to someone from outside your area. So I think it's great.
Yeah, it's been crazy since I registered. So I've got calls from Russia, from Armenia, from all over the place. So
that's
it's just
so cool.
Amazing. Well, enjoy your show.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Johan, you're a gentleman.
You're
thank
a
you
hero.
So much.
Have a lovely day.
I hope one day we can speak again on this number.
Same to you guys.
See you later.
See you.
Bye.
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 Well,
what a hero Johan was.
Johan, you have gone straight to the top of my Christmas card
list. What a lovely man.
You're an absolute champion. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Charlie.
And on that note, at Johan's request, here it is. ABBA and Dancing Queen.
Enjoy.